I should say 13-time nominee, Grammy nominee, Peter Kater's in the studio, and we're comparing notes about what we're doing. It's in New York. It's the 60th one, and I keep seeing notices from the Grammy people saying what else they've added. I don't know how they'll even have time for all the artists they say that's going to be on the stage.
Did you get tickets for the show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. A lot of people didn't.
I know a lot of people didn't. There's a lot of people who are very upset they didn't get tickets. Yeah. You got tickets because when you get nominated, you get tickets.
Right.
How does that work? How does it work when you get the nomination? And they have a party usually the night before, don't they?
There's
for nominees?
The nominees reception, yeah, mm-hmm. the night before.
Which is usually a big party and everything.
It's a big party, yeah, with
is it Clive Davis?
No, Clive Davis, that's a whole other party.
Oh, that's another party, okay.
Yeah, there's all different kinds of parties with the nominees reception. It's a pretty big party. You figure there's almost 100 categories with 5 nominees per category, plus their partners, and then, you know, Grammy, you know, chapter executives and record labels.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so we're talking, it's like 700-800 people or more.
Wow. Where's it going to be at?
I don't know. I haven't been to the one in New York yet. I don't know anything. You know, it's funny. I've been nominated, you know, all these years and, you know, and it's always been in L.A. at the Staples Center. And everything's always been at the same place at the same time. So I really know the ropes. You know, I just know everything, like everything. And I don't know anything about this one, which is actually makes it a little more exciting for me, to tell you the truth. I'm really looking forward. I'm bringing my son.
How old are you?
Yeah, he's 13, and this is the first year he
wanted
to go.
The 13th year, Grammy. Well, you know what? You're such a good, devoted dad. I mean, even you have to leave today at 2:30 because you're going to pick him up at school.
Right.
But he must be excited. Is he excited to go to New York and see
this? Well, he wanted to. I mean, he has not been interested, you know, but he's at that age right now where really, you know, like he just had his birthday, and like, what do you want for your birthday? And I said, can I just download a bunch of CDs? You know?
No, he really said that.
Yeah, so he's like all into music right now.
Aww.
And playing the guitar, and so he's really excited.
But he doesn't play piano or anything.
He had piano lessons when he was younger, never really took.
Well, did you teach him?
I tried, yeah. I had other teachers I taught him, but, you know, I'm actually glad he's playing guitar because piano's so cumbersome, you know. It's a great instrument, obviously. I love it, but, you know, I wish I could take my piano to the beach on a whale watch.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but there are a lot of people who make a lot of money with their little piano at the beach doing weddings. So it's
their
not that
piano at the beach.
Well, honest to God, I've been at so many weddings and seen that they have those little electric pianos I know what you're
talking. I'm talking about the convenience of having your instrument, you know, wherever you want to be. You know, in the woods, at your girlfriend's house, wherever. You know,
there's a little piano app. Have you seen the little one on the phone where you can play the piano? They do.
Well,
they have an app that plays piano.
I don't think I would be interested in that, Cindy.
It might be fun.
Maybe
what
for
can
you,
you play on the
not for me.
Well, speaking of that, you're going to be doing a special concert happening for the Pacific Whale Foundation. It's a big gala, dress-up, red carpet. It's a masquerade gala, so people are going to get to dress in costumes.
I'm going to wear a mask.
I think I may. It would be kind of interesting to. I just found this wonderful lady who does feather work. Maybe she'll make me a feather mask.
I've always wanted to wear one of those Venetian masks. You know what I mean?
Yes.
With the nose.
You haven't bought any when you've
been there? I've never worn one of those.
They're on every side street in Venice. They have those. I bet you can buy them online.
I'm going to buy one.
Yeah, I'm sure, because every little store in Venice sells them.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of stores that have the really good ones that are handmade, not, you know.
Yeah.
But you should check it out. That would be fun. Maybe I'll do that, too.
Yeah.
But it's happening on February 17th, and it's at the beautiful Marilyn Monroe House, we call it, but it's the King Kamehameha Golf Club. And you really did a whole number. Well, I've got to say, I'm going to do Facebook Live. Is that okay?
Sure.
Thanks. But you had to go through a lot to get the piano, you know, to do that event because you are, you know, the piano is your art. You know, and that's what, you know, you're going to be doing is playing piano. So I think it was the wonderful lady from the Piano Conservatory.
Ruth.
Ruth.
Yeah.
Isn't she a sweetheart?
I think she cut them a deal. I know that it wasn't a donation, but I know she gave them a good price.
She's really sweet. I've worked with her before. In fact, when you played at, remember when you played at the Queen Kamehameha Center?
Was it the kidney?
Yeah, it was one of those ones. Anyway, There you are, Facebook Live. If you want to go to Cindy Paulos, you can see Peter Cater's face.
Don't get too close.
No, you look great. I'm shooting up from down. Oh, yeah, no, okay. You actually look fantastic.
Okay, thanks.
You've gotten some sun.
Yeah, I've been spending a lot of time on the beach to get ready to go to New York.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously? Yeah. You're not the only one. I know another Grammy lady, Steph Mariani.
You know Steph,
yeah. She's been on the beach, too. Yeah. I have not been on the beach. I'll tell you, when you have two encounters with skin cancer and the third one coming up for surgery, you don't go laying on the beach and thinking about trying to get a tan for New York. In New York, they're also white anyway, you know? You look like an alien, Peter.
That's okay. I feel like one, so.
I think you could be an alien.
I think I am.
I definitely. So you have how many CDs out now?
I don't count them.
I know.
More than 60.
And on top of that, you've done like at least five.
It's like right in my face, right?
Yeah, it looks really good.
Oh, okay.
Trust me.
All right.
Maybe a little powder on the top of your forehead.
A little shiny?
Okay. But on top of that, you've done some wonderful soundtracks. And it's exciting because you're doing some excellent work for the Big Island and the Parks Foundation, I think, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm doing the music for four of their national parks for their films.
How nice is that?
It's an honor, actually. It's really an honor to do that.
Did they let you see it, and did you create music to the visuals?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been to the parks, and I'm seeing the visuals, yeah.
Which parks did they do?
All four of them, except for the volcano one.
Oh, all the Big Island ones.
Yeah.
Well, I would have thought the volcano one would have been the most important one.
I think they're going to do another one.
Yeah, that would be interesting to play the volcano music. Yeah. Fiery, right?
Yeah.
Pele. It'd be Pele. You'd be channeling Pele for that.
Right.
I mean, the Big Island's got such interesting energy anyway.
Truly. All the islands have different energy, obviously.
A lot of people are saying hi. Mark Pincus, who's a wonderful piano player, says hi.
Hey, Mark.
Bobby Hutchinson, Danny Johnson, Amy Otey. She's another wonderful Grammy friend.
Oh, yeah. I know Amy. I know all these people.
Yeah, well,
hello.
They're all going to be in New York, and you're flying out. I'm flying out tomorrow at around 2:30. You're flying out in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
We are staying at the Marriott Marquis. Amy says, love, Peter. This is your year.
Thank you.
Look at what he brought me. Oh, isn't that sweet? The chocolate love candy bar. I'm going to eat that
really
on the plane.
Because
I didn't get upgraded. And all the upgrades were gone, so that's going to be my meal. When I get to New York at 7 in the morning, I'll be all charged on Peter Cater's love candy bar. So tell me, when you do something like this, interesting, because you really are the king of improvisation. Well, you do. You have some amazing foundations with your CDs, including the Love CD, which I absolutely love. And you hold up the new one that's got the Grammy nomination here. This is it, A Dancing on Water. It's got a little bit of a light on it. Oh, there, that's good. Got it. This is the one that's nominated for the Grammy this year, Dancing on Water. And this one has an interesting story, very different than the other ones. Now, if anyone knows how blessed we are here in Maui, this kind of adds to the blessing. You came after a lot of different places of living and working, including even working with the Sundance studio and Robert Redford and Los Angeles and all around. You decided to come back to Maui.
Right.
It was a year and a half, 2 years ago?
Yes.
And you love the ocean?
Yeah, I love it here so much.
And you got a beautiful piano. Is it mahogany?
Mahogany.
I mean, I wish I had a picture of it to show, because this piano it's sumptuous. It's beautiful. It's rich. It's got these colors to it. It almost looks to me, when I look at it, it looks like rosewood. When I first said it, that looks like Brazilian rosewood. I can't even imagine how much mahogany it would take to make a piano. I mean, I have a mahogany ukulele. It's like, I think that's nice. Wow, try this big piano. And you have set up your studio in your home. And I think it started about 3 years ago where you decided to have some people in your home concerts lay underneath the piano. Give us a background on that.
Yeah, I don't know when it started exactly, but yeah, people started lying under my piano and saying what a great experience it is. So I started doing it more and more. And even in my public concerts, invite people to come up and lie under the piano, you know, take turns, of course. So sometimes there's anywhere from one to four, five, six people under there while I'm playing. and the sound just comes down through the soundboard and just kind of washes over them. Well, you've been there, right?
I have, and it's people actually look like they're stoned after they come out from underneath your piano.
They do.
They really look like they're in another zone. I tell you, when I go to your place, and I've been there a few times, I just meditate to the music. And I feel like I get high just listening to the music, meditating in the room. So I have not done under the piano because it seems like such a personal experience.
Wow.
Well, it's kind of intimate in a way, right?
I guess. I mean, I had one woman who was touching my foot the other day while I was playing. I was like, don't do that.
Well, as long as she doesn't suck on your toes or something, you're okay. That would be distracting.
A little distracting.
But I'm bringing that all up because in a strange, interesting way, and let's show the CD again.
Yeah.
This CD is based on some of that, right?
Well, what I started doing is I started doing like individual, I call them readings for people, where they come over to my house, we talk for a while about what's going on, their life, what's happening now, and, you know, try to talk about real stuff, get kind of deep, and then they lie under my piano and I improvise just for them, you know, for about 15 to 20, 25 minutes, and I record it. So I record the improvisation, they're having the experience under the piano, and then I give it to them as an MP3 so that they can have it and listen to it. And I've been doing a lot of these over the last year and a half, and this album is a selection of all my favorite passages from some of these personal readings.
I'm going to go over here to the CD because I have it queued up here, and yeah. I'm going to play a little because I am a huge fan, Peter. Number one,
thank you.
I like inspirational kind of music that lifts you very high, and indeed your music always does. And you truly are one of those people that I believe tunes into your soul. And it feels like when I listen to this CD, you're tuning into the soul of the other person.
I almost call this album Soul Notes.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. But I was out in the ocean one day, and it started to rain really hard. And I was over at Secret Beach, you know?
Yeah.
And I was in the water, and these huge raindrops were coming down. And I was like, I was watching it in slow motion. The raindrops would hit the water, and then the raindrop would come up from out of the water. Do you know
really?
What I mean? You ever see that?
No.
Well, if you have to pay attention. That's one of the great things about being present is you see all kinds of things you never knew happen before. So all these raindrops, they hit the water, and then they pop back up.
I'm trying to catch
as a reflex. Uh-huh. You know, a raindrop pops back up.
Wow.
And so it looks like the raindrops are dancing on top of the water.
I love that.
And that's how I came up with the name, Dancing on Water.
Wow. Well, it is really. And each track is different.
Each track's for another person, so each track is different.
So the people must have been amazed when they found out that, because you give them, do you give them the track that you
give them the MP3, yeah.
So they know who this is for, although their names aren't on the CD.
The names have been
disclosed to protect the innocent.
Undisclosed.
So they if they made the cut and they're on the CD, they must feel pretty honored, huh?
I think they like that.
Well, yeah. And so when you listen to the CD, you're hearing all kinds of different music.
Yeah, from different people. Because, you know, who's under the piano directly reflects how I play.
Mm-hmm.
Same as what's going on in the audience directly reflects how we perform or what we play. You know, it's like we're sensitive beings. We're always picking up on each other's energy, you know, whether we're aware of it or not. I'm aware of it,
mm-hmm.
You know, and so it, you know, I would play completely different if you got under my piano versus your associate in the other room.
Well, what if I lay under the desk and you... No, that won't work.
I can hum for you.
You can hum? Well, speaking of humming, you already have another new CD ready to come out in just a couple months with Pia, right?
End of March with Pia Luzzi, who's a beautiful vocalist. She's young. She lives in Oregon, but she's done a lot of touring through the U.S. and a lot in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And she calls herself, I'm going to screw it up, but she calls herself like a keeper of songs. Like she goes around to different cultures and learns their oldest songs, like the songs of the great-great-grandparents, you know, the songs that have been passed on for generations and generations.
I love that.
Yeah, so she's all about, you know, the earth and...
oral history of music.
The oral history of music and culture,
mm-hmm.
and indigenous culture.
Is she focus on the indigenous?
She actually focuses more on European. mm-hmm. more European, old European cultures, you know, Gaelic, Celtic. You know, she could obviously explain it better than I can. But my thing was is that a friend of mine introduced me to her on YouTube a couple years ago where she was singing in the Grand Canyon. She was doing an a cappella. It was an aria. So she has a classical background as well as a sort of a deep soulful, you know, thing as well. And I was immediately like, oh, wow, I have to work with her.
Wow.
So this record is called She. It's an homage to the feminine, to my muse, to the divine mother, the divine goddess. And I have to say it's a beautiful album.
I have a feeling it's got to be magical.
And it's all, it has a lot of Pia on it. So every song almost is really focused on her.
Uh-huh.
And so it's another good reason to call it She.
So did she come to Maui to do it or did you go to her?
We actually did it all remote.
You did it all remote.
Yeah.
She couldn't lay under your piano?
She didn't lay under my piano.
Well, you've got to have her come lay under your piano.
We have that to look forward to.
Yes, you do. It's so funny the way things are done remotely now, isn't it?
More and more, yeah.
Yeah. And she did vocals of original new pieces, or did she do
no,
some
this is
of
all,
the...
No, this is all original stuff. This is all stuff that...
So it's not melodies, any of her oral history pieces?
No, this is all melodies that I gave her that she improvised around. And
now, did she just sing, or are there words to it, or is it just
vocal?
No
words.
Oh,
no
wow.
words, but you don't even—you almost don't even notice that there's no words.
Yeah,
because it's so evocative and so, so rich.
How
you know?
Wonderful! You should invite her to the masquerade party happening at the Pacific Whale Foundation on February 17th, which you know is really only a couple weeks away. Yes, I know. I got to get that in there.
Yeah, it is only a couple weeks away.
It is. It's hard
Three
to
weeks.
Believe it. Yeah,
3 weeks.
February 17th is that? That's a Friday night or that's a Saturday night, right?
So I guess
I
it's,
think so. My birthday's on the 15th on a Thursday. And let's see, the 16th is a Friday. So, yeah, it'd be on a Saturday night at the beautiful, if people haven't, everyone here has been to the Merrill Monroe House. It's an absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous location. Really beautifully designed. Lots of curves, no hard edges in that building at all.
Mm.
And you've been there many times, I'm sure.
I don't know if I have been, actually.
Oh, you'd know it. It's right up above the golf course up there.
Yeah, I don't think I have, actually.
Oh, you haven't, Peter? It's no. You'll love the room.
Okay.
It's so beautiful. It sits up at the top of the hill. You have a view of Haleakala straight across and the whole thing. And you can see the ocean on either side.
Mm.
You know, I mean, it's, oh, it's fabulous.
So are we still just looking at my face right now?
Well, yeah, but actually I'm thinking about more what you're saying than your face.
Oh, okay.
I'm just holding this thing up.
Oh, you're
wait, should I change angles here?
I
just move the camera around a little bit?
Yeah.
Oh, you look good. So this is exciting on that, and so it's a little different. And you like to really get inspired in lots of different ways. And you're already thinking about the project after the project that's coming out in March, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I'm always a couple of years ahead, you know, honestly, because I finished the record with Pia a while ago. That's coming out in March. I've got the soundtrack for the four films I'm working on for The Big Island will be coming out, you know, probably later in the year. Or early next year. Then I have another project I'm starting next month, which will come out next year. And I don't know. You know how it is.
Yeah. Well, I don't know like how you know, because you've got your studio in your home, and you're at the point where you really pretty much do most of the work yourself, right?
I love doing all the work myself, yes.
Yeah. Mixing, mastering.
Engineering, mixing, everything. I love it. I love having all that hands-on control.
You use Apple?
Yeah, of course.
And what do you use them, Pro Tools? Or
I use Digital Performer.
Digital for I don't know that one.
Yeah.
You're getting a thumbs up from someone on that. Someone likes that. Digital Performer, that's a software
well,
by...
Pro Tools is kind of the industry standard for studios.
PCs
but
more?
Digital Performer is often used for like composers and for, you know... When it came time for me to choose between Pro Tools and Digital Performer, I had more friends that used Digital Performer, so I went with that because I needed help getting over the learning curve, you know, over the hump.
Yeah, and it takes a long time to be able to get that stuff down. And not only that, you've got to have an interface. I mean, if you're working with other people long distance, it doesn't work if you're using a system that other people aren't working. It's very hard to transfer everything.
Actually, it's really easy now.
Oh, is it easy now?
Yeah, it's easy
oh,
now.
Oh, when I did my thing with practicing Aloha, it was a different one. It took a lot to transfer everything over. So when you go to New York and you're leaving tomorrow, and I'm leaving tomorrow, this is like, it's going to be cold.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to maybe rain the night of the Grammys.
I know. What am I going to do with my hair? I like my hair to be like
well,
light
your hair
and stick
is,
up. You
well,
know?
You don't have to worry like I have to. I mean, we're doing, I think I have to put my hair up or something because I don't know. But it's supposed to be okay in the day now and at night. You'll be inside. You have to get there early. And the main thing, okay, let's talk about what the really important main thing is. It's called the premiere. And it's actually held, I think, starting at 3. There's been debate about 2:30 or 3.
Oh, the pre-telecast.
Well, no, it's now called Premiere.
Oh,
they
really?
Changed it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I think Premiere sounds better.
It definitely sounds better.
Yeah. So that's at 3 o'clock. And they are going to stream it, by the way, if you want to tell your fans and friends. To me, that's the best part of the Grammys, folks. And I really mean it. Now, I know we're going to actually be broadcasting the Grammys here on 11:10 a.m. this station on Grammy night. And there's like a long list of, no, I can't take that phone call. There's a long list of people that are playing, including U2 and Pink. And I mean, James Corden is emceeing. It's a big, big thing, but it's all really done for the audience nation, actually internationally, right? So the ones of people like you, and I'd say about 80% of the other, or maybe 85% of the rest is really...
Yeah.
The awards given at the premiere ceremony.
Exactly.
And people can stream that for free on their computers. They're not broadcasting that, televising that. But that one is the one I love because it's, you know, at least it, and when it was in L.A., you didn't have to worry. You could sit anywhere you wanted to sit. You'd be rubbing and bumping elbows with your friends. And it wasn't like they kept the first row only for the super big stars with all their security guards and everything. This one is like everyone down there that really loves the music getting out there, including the jazz and including all the roots and the Americana and all. That's where all of that
and
happens.
And country and
New
and
Age.
Everything.
Yeah. And spoken word.
Classical. All the categories other than best pop, rock, male, female, rap. You know?
Yeah, it's huge. So on something like this, after 13 nominations, Peter,
yes.
do you prepare a speech or not?
Well, I kind of, you know, kind of live my life the way I play the piano. I just kind of improvise. So I haven't really prepared a speech, but I certainly know what I would say, you know, if I wouldn't forget. That's the thing. I mean, you know, you get up on stage like that. I mean, who knows what you're going to be able to think. You know what I mean? That's why people write it down.
Well, Kalani did not. Kalani Pea, last year when he got his Grammy, he didn't do a memorized speech. He just spoke.
Yeah, I'm not going to do a memorized speech if I have that.
Most people actually read off a little 3x5 card or 4x5 card. Or,
smart, actually.
I mean, to have that, you know.
Yeah, because it's kind of nerve-wracking.
It is nerve-wracking. And I really think this is your year. I mean, I know there's been a lot of other years, but there's some heavy heavy-duty competition, and there always is, you know.
Well, it's all good competition, you know. It's like India Ari, you know. I mean, everyone nominated this year in the New Age category, I think, deserves to win. You know, like Steve Roach, you know, you might not have heard of him. But
I do know him, yeah.
He's an old friend of mine. We used to hang out in Venice Beach, California in the early
really?
80s before we were, you know, Kitaro is a friend of mine.
Oh, Kitaro's amazing.
Brian Eno, I've loved for decades.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Yeah, and India Ari. So really, I mean, anyone deserves to win, you know.
You have to say that in your speech.
That's the only thing that I definitely want to say is thank everyone, but also acknowledge the nominees who are all incredibly, you know, talented artists, all inspiring.
And they'll mostly probably all be there, so you have a chance to connect and make probably at the nomination party you'll be able to connect.
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing Kitaro. I haven't seen him in about a year.
Yay, Marina's here. Now, this is I got to get this because Marina has not
met
Peter
before.
Oh, Marina's putting on the Pacific Whale Foundation event, the Masquerade Gala. So a lot of people. Oh, look it. Oh my gosh, the poster.
Thank God it's not on me anymore.
Oh, I love this. What's it called? An Unknown Future?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I like that. That's beautiful. First time on Facebook.
Oh, I love the poster.
Isn't that nice? That's for the gala, right?
These are like,
you got to give him one, so he has it.
Oh, I'm totally going to promote this.
Oh,
and,
good. Hold that up again.
I can put one up in Hawaiian Moons.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be good,
Where do you live?
Yeah. Masquerade.
Oh, so do I.
So I know you've got to go pick up your son.
Yeah.
And I promised you, did I get you? Yeah, 229.
No, we're good. Actually, you know what? His mom called me and said that she's picking him up.
Oh, how sweet. So that's good.
I'm actually fine.
Oh, good, good.
Okay, I'll hang on for a minute.
Well, we're going to finish up the Facebook Live, and we're going to continue on 1110 AM. By the way, if you're watching, and we're streaming this as well on KAOI1110.com, because we're going to have Marina talking now, too. But thank you, Facebook, wonderful people, and we appreciate you tuning in. Oh, Kalani says hi. Kalani Pea is on there.
Aloha, Kalani.
Oh, wonderful. Right? Yeah,
I'm going to see him in New York. Right?
Yeah, he's exciting about it. Okay, good to see you all. We're going to finish here. Okay, so now we're going to talk a little bit about the event that's happening with Marina and everyone there, so we can tell you about all of the details. And I'm just so thrilled. Now, he was talking about getting a mask.
Yes.
It is. Let me turn on your microphone. That would help. How are you doing, Marina?
Great. Thanks, Cindy. You sound a lot better than last time
I
was here.
Oh, I had pneumonia. I got pneumonia for Christmas. It was not fun. And literally still sometimes I go, oh. But no, it's tomorrow I'm leaving for New York, so we got to.
Oh,
and he's
yes.
going for the Grammys.
Oh, so exciting.
Big time, big time. So tell us, because he doesn't know a lot of the details. Do you believe it? Peter has not been to the Marilyn Monroe House before?
No.
Well, that makes the event even more exciting for him.
It does. Yeah.
Number one, this is like a super dress-up, fun masquerade ball. Red carpet, everything, right?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people have been asking what they should wear, because I'm leaving it kind of open, just saying that it's a formal masquerade event. And typically, masquerade formal events are, you know, very fancy, tuxedos and, I mean, even ball gowns. But we're still on Maui, has been my answer. So you can definitely get away with a little black dress and, you know, a nice pair of slacks and a collared shirt.
Peter, I could see you in a cape. Do you have a cape?
Yeah,
you
a
should
cape.
Get a cape. You would be great in a cape.
I could do Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, Phantom of the Opera would be awesome. Oh, yeah. But then you're going to have to play that.
Oh,
I know.
True.
If you do that, you're going to have to. But those are good songs.
Yeah, I could pull
that
off.
That is good. Yeah, those are good songs. I mean, I love those songs. I really think they were brilliant. You saw the theater show, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, great theater show.
And we do offer masks when people purchase tickets.
Okay.
So let me know, Peter, also. I have ordered a lot of masks, so,
yeah, like
so I could get
Venetian
one for you.
Masks.
The Venetian mask.
Yeah.
Do you want, like, feathers or
feathers.
Blacked or gold?
Gold.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I want
gold
feathers.
Mask.
Look at I just got a feather lei. Isn't this kind of cool?
Nice.
I just had that. Anything.
Yeah, and it's been fun, too. You know, some people have bought tickets. I know they're planning their own kind of craft nights, making their own masks.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
So.
How many people can you accommodate?
That room can fit 350 people.
Oh,
and
nice.
It's a social event. It's not a sit-down dinner, so we have space. And it is a red carpet arrival. We have a photo booth when people arrive, so get dressed up and get your photo taken. You know, it's champagne on arrival. Peter will be playing the piano. We also have a stilt walker and an acrobat. So for the first, you know, hour and a half of the event, it's mingling and our sustainable seafood poo-poos, beverages, entertainment, and then we have some presentations focusing on these marine animals.
Five wonderful marine mammals who are going extinct.
Yeah, they're at risk of
they're
extinction.
They're at risk of extinction, and some are down to a very small handful of that are left. I was not aware of this. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Peter has actually done work, a lot of work, with whales before. And that was about 5 years ago you did some work with that?
Well, I mean, I've worked with different environmental organizations for decades. The whole thing with the whales was really just my own personal enjoyment and fascination, you know, just to get out there and, you know, paddleboard out to, you know, their proximity.
Mm-hmm. That was on your blog, right?
Yes.
Yes, I read about it.
Oh, you read that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the biggest rushes I've ever had, you know, and they're obviously here in by the thousands now. And it's amazing.
Yeah, so the event is focused on those five cetaceans, one of them being the Hawaiian false killer whale. So it is global efforts because these animals are spread basically around the globe, New Zealand, Mexico, Oman, Chile, and Hawaii. So one of them is at least at our backyard
as well. I think it was Oman. There was only a very few of those humpbacks left. How many were left there?
Not sure if the numbers right in my.
They were very small.
Some of them are very unknown too. I know the Chile population of blue whales is unknown, just meaning they need to do more research. So we're hoping that we can help them do that. The vaquita is by far the most endangered cetacean on the planet right now. So that would be
what
the lowest
the
number. The vaquita is a small cetacean, and it's found in Mexico. And there's less than 30 of them.
Wow.
So
wow,
so that's definitely the most critically endangered of them all.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so...
Well, I'm glad you're letting people know, because I don't think most people realize that, you know? You hear that, okay, humpbacks, it's great, they're back, you know, it's actually off the endangered species list right now.
Yeah.
So you think everything's fine, and you don't realize that in some places of the world, the population of some marine mammals are down to 30. That's a wake-up call, so, yeah.
Yeah, so this event's going to be, you know, not only for a great cause, but I think it'll be a really great experience for our guests. You know, after the presentations, then we have a DJ, so we go into dessert and dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, just a beautiful venue, and it goes really well with the theme of the event. Plenty of entertainment, and you know, it's right after Valentine's Day.
That's
so
right.
It is. Just a couple
yeah.
days. And my birthday. My birthday's on the 15th.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah,
it's my
yeah,
second
yeah.
favorite holiday.
Very good, Peter.
great way to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Or maybe I
Day.
Should say the chocolate bar for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe I'll have to do that.
I have
that.
More of those, by
oh,
the way.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah,
well, that's good. You must have so much in storage. I have so much of my CDs and everything in storage, I can't even keep track of stuff. So. But it's a good thing you've got a house that's nice and big. You can do that and keep your chocolate bars in a special place. No, it's going to be a beautiful event. And people can get tickets by going to your website. And they should, because this is really a special event. I have to tell everyone again, the website, MauiWhaleFestival.org. I know it's the Pacific Whale Foundation putting it on. And if you go there, because that's what you remember, you'll still be able to find this. But the one that's specific is MauiWhaleFestival.org. Mm-hmm. And that has everything going on
yes.
in February, including the special night on Saturday, February 17th, with the Masquerade Gala. And you can get tickets there as well, right?
On our website, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. Is there tickets anywhere else?
No, just through our website. You can also call in. You know, if you contact Pacific Whale Foundation, we'll help you if online's not your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just to note that all of our members get 20% off of the tickets.
Oh, that's
as well.
Really worth being a member then.
Yeah.
And I used to have your telephone number memorized, but I don't know if I do right now. 87924. Oh, gosh. I used to have your number memorized, but I haven't called there lately. I'm going online more and more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you can find it if you go
yes.
to the website.
Definitely.
I guess that's Catch-22.
Also, I'm offering reserved tables for anyone who buys 4 tickets at once.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I didn't know there were going to be tables because I thought
Well,
it was
they're more cocktail tables. So
okay.
like a lowboy cocktail table with 4 chairs around it
oh, okay.
right up near the stage.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. So, yeah, and a lot of people like to go with other people, so that'd be very nice.
Yeah.
So how do you get that? Is it online, or how do you get that extra?
Same way, through the ticket purchase. So there's an option there that says 4 tickets with a reserved table.
You know, I bet you I have your phone number in my... See, the thing is, this is what's happened. I used to have numbers memorized, but ever since everything went to the iPhone, I don't. Everything is on my phone now.
I don't even know my son's number.
I don't know my daughter's number. And I used to have this all down, but I now just go to my phone and... And I have your cell phone number, and I don't have the Pacific Whale Foundation number on its own anymore because I deal with individuals there. Well, there you go. I will find it out. I mean, because I do have this handy. At least that's one thing you can find out.
Yeah.
Is if you've got your phone, right? But this is just one of a number of wonderful events that's going on. This year was kind of a transition year because there always had been a whale day. Mm-hmm. That happened right around the 17th, 15th, whatever the Saturday would
Which
be.
Which is why we're keeping that same weekend full of events.
Yes, mm-hmm. and but it's gone to specific events that are really great. Starting with February 10th, the Run and Walk for the Whale, which is now really close, right?
Yes.
Will you tell people about the wonderful Run and Walk for the Whale?
Okay. So this is one of Maui's largest running and walking events. It's been going on for many years. In the past, we've had about 800 people turn out for it. And this year, we are trying to make it even more walker and runner friendly. We're actually closing one lane of the highway. So all of the runs start and end at the harbor shops in Ma'alaya. They all start at 7 a.m. And there's a few distances to choose from. So there's the 1 mile, a 5K, 10K, and Maui's only 11.5 mile course.
That's an unusual. Yeah, 11.5 is an unusual.
And I think
distance.
That runners like to achieve different distances of runs.
It's different categories or stuff if they want their their resume. I did 11.5. Well, you also let's hold up. Oh, well, I'm not on Facebook anymore. You have a great T-shirt. You do.
Yes,
and a lot of people love that. Thank you. And I do have the number of the Pacific Whale Foundation, but you know what? It's your 877 number. But I will give that. That's not the number I usually call. I usually call 249. I think it's 8811. Does that sound right? Anyway, but the number to call, in case some people are listening, streaming, 877-567-5649. 877-567-5649, which is also good. I did a whale watch cruise. I did a whale watch cruise a couple weeks ago, and it was magical. Mm-hmm. I was able to see these beautiful, you know, when you're doing the what do they call it when they're the four males following one female, and they were out there, and it was just so close and so fantastic.
Yeah, I went out on one a couple of weeks ago as well, and we were just surrounded by whales the entire time. And every time I go out on a whale watch, even though I work for Pacific Whale Foundation. You know, I'm an event planner, and when I go out on the boats, I learn something new every single time because, you know, our naturalists on the boats are so knowledgeable, and all of them have a background in
there
science.
There was a guy named Josh, mm-hmm. and I have been out on probably, I'd say 15, at least 18 whale watches. This guy was the best mm-hmm. yet. I learned things I didn't know, and it is 249-8811. I actually had to call it. I had to call it to find out, but that is correct. At least a little bit of the memory's left there. Mm-hmm. But now, when was the last time you were on a whale watch, Peter?
It was about a year ago. I'm going on one in 2 weeks.
Oh, good, good, yeah. Yeah, there's some wonderful ones coming up. And I know a lot of people are looking forward to going out with John Cruise on February 16th.
Yes, we have a series of concert cruises over that weekend.
Yeah.
So John Cruise and then Hoppe's Barry Flanagan with Eric Gilliam.
And then Amy Gilliam.
Yes.
Out on February 18th, that's a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And
we've also lined up the concert cruises so that you can go out on that cruise that day and still attend the event.
Oh, good
that's
idea.
Happening. Yeah.
Good idea. I know the number now, 249-8811, in case you like calling, or MauiWhaleFestival.org. Also, there's something new. I think this started about 2 years ago, was the Maui Whale Film Festival. And that's going to be on Friday the 16th, right?
Mm-hmm. So that takes part at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. So that's a free event, and we had an RSVP open so that people could save their seats, and we got to 200.
Already?
So I actually took it down for now because I want people to still be able to show up at the door.
Wow.
So the venue seats are around 250 people, and,
wow.
and hopefully next year I get a bigger venue for this because it's obviously a popular one.
Oh, yeah, it is, but, I mean, this is unusual. People don't book that far in advance on Maui. I mean, that's a kind of surprise that mm-hmm. people, 200 people, got a hold of you in front. Now, tell people, I know a lot of people actually come to Maui during whale season. This is like the time people come, and a lot of people say the highlight of their trip to Maui is going out on a whale watch.
Mm-hmm.
And some people come for the events, right? The runs? You get people in for the run from other places.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, there's people who come every year for the run. Like I said, around 800 last year. We're at 450 registered participants right now, and that's basically on point with where we've been in the past, so we can expect we'll get to that 800 number again. And like I said, just trying to make it, you know, it's a fun run. You know, or a walk. I mean, you can come with your family. Kids can do it. Just
do
1 mile or...
1 mile one.
Yeah, just down to Haycraft Park and back.
Oh, that's perfect.
And everyone who participates gets a shirt and a medal, and they also get breakfast when they return to the harbor shops. We have a DJ when they get back, so a bit of a celebration going on there. Our retail shop is having a sidewalk sale. We have a coffee lounge that's hosted by one of our sponsors, Vekasa Hawaii. We also have some of our eco vendors and the whale regatta going on that day.
Oh, that's when you have the little cute whales that are the rubber ducky whales?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the final the final race will happen that day.
You're going to do that right there in this square there? I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's fun.
I just wanted to mention some of our eco vendors. So if you remember,
there goes the rubber ducky right now.
Perfect timing.
You're a duck.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah. It's good seeing
nice
you,
to
Peter.
Meet you.
Aloha. We'll see you in New York.
See you in a
couple
days.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Nice.
Thank you. Aloha.
So at World Whale Day, we had something called Eco Alley, and so that was an opportunity for some of our nonprofit partners. To have a venue to interact.
I remember that was huge, actually,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
So some of them are attending the Run and Walk for Whales. So that includes people like the Hawaiian Islands Humpback Whale National Marine Sanctuary. And they will be there with kids games, puzzles, activities, and informational material, and temporary tattoos, talking about whales. We also have... we also have like the Maui Tomorrow Foundation. They'll be there discussing sustainable agriculture and the restoration of stream flow and the relationship to coastal ecosystem health. We have NOAA there. They'll be talking about the Hawaiian monk seal. So a lot of information and activities in addition to the Run and Walk for Whales.
I wonder, is the monk seal endangered still? Wasn't it endangered for a while?
Oh, absolutely it,
it is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not many of those left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen them in person. They're they're really quite amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They're, I mean, such mass. And, they, you know, you think they're just laying there being still. But they can move.
Yeah.
If they want, they can really move quickly. And, you know, it's pretty amazing to watch them and the babies and everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of cool. Well, it's good you're having that because that was an important part.
Yeah, so I mean, we're just basically taking the Run and Walk for Whales, trying to encourage all ages and abilities, and even if you don't take part in the event, you can still come and join in the celebration.
This is something where there's no excuse you saying, oh, I'm not in shape for a run.
Right.
That makes absolutely no difference on this Run and Walk for Whales. You can do the walk to Haycraft Park. It's just down to
it's
the end of the
blocks,
road in
really.
Motley where the condos are.
Yeah.
It's at the end of the condos and back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice walk, you know, and you do it. They have the iron. I hope they didn't cut down the ironwood trees. You have the ironwood trees on one side.
I haven't walked down there in a long time.
I haven't either. But you do that one and back. And I certainly would like to come down for that one. That's a nice one. What time does it start?
7 a.m.
7 a.m. for sign-ups.
No, all of the races start at 7 a.m.
So if you're going to sign up, well, can people actually
you
sign
should
up
sign
down
up
there?
In advance.
Okay, well, that's good to
I
know.
I mean, you can do it on the day of, and if you're doing that, you know, we will have people in the courtyard to check in or sign up.
Definitely before 7 a.m.
But definitely, you know, 6 a.m. would be good.
Yeah. And again, it's a full-on fun event, and it goes from 7 till about noon?
Yeah, I would say 7 till 11 or so.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, this is check it out at MauiWhaleFestival.org.
So the 1 mile run is just a $25 registration.
That's not much
that's
at all.
My phone, and then Pacific Whale Foundation members also get $5 off of registration.
Oh, that's great. Okay, it's good to be a member.
Yeah,
and you know
it's
what? You get your really good discounts on your whale watches as well.
Yeah, I mean you get a free whale watch when you buy a membership.
Yeah, how much is a membership? I'm putting.
Yeah, you always ask me really good questions.
249-8811. You could call and ask them. but I know it's not that expensive, and it's for a really good cause, so definitely worth checking out. Okay, so other things going on, we want to talk about which are important in the month of February. There's the online auction for whales coming up the day after the run, February 11th $50. Through the 20th. It's $50 for membership.
Or $75 for a family.
And
so
you know,
adults.
If you did that $50 for membership and you're getting 20% discount on the gala, you make your money back right there.
Absolutely.
You would absolutely make your money back there.
Well, you make your money off that and then the free whale watch, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about what the online chat and online auction is about. First, let's go about the auction. What's going to be auctioned from February 11th to the 24th?
So, in the past, we've had 12,000 bids from around the world.
Wow.
We've had over 100 items, so I've been working hard on gathering all of our items. If anyone wants to donate, please contact me, events@pacificwhale.org. But so far, we have some really great ones. So we have 2 nights stay at the Grand Wailea. We have lots of great dining certificates to places like Monkey Pod, the restaurant at Hotel Wailea, Fleetwoods. We also have art. A couple of Wyland paintings, one that's worth $25,000, and we're actually partnering with Holly Kaukau that feeds the homeless in South Maui. We've actually partnered with them. They have this beautiful Wyland painting, and we're looking for kind of a platform to help fundraise through it. So we've partnered with them to do a share on that. And what else do we have on there? Lots of fun activities, like rappel Maui, so you can rappel some down some waterfalls, plenty of whale watches and things from Pacific Whale Foundation, some jewelry. So, you know, anyone who's coming to the island, great way to plan your trip. You could get, you know, a really great deal on accommodation, dining, activities while you're here, or, you know, if you're looking for gifts for someone, you can definitely check out biddingowl.com/Pacific Whale. And
bidding owl,
so that's just a platform that we use for the auction.
.com/Pacific Whale. And then the online chat starts on the 13th.
So that's a one-time, you know, probably be just over an hour, and that's researchers with Pacific Whale Foundation.
That'd
it's
be a
basically
Tuesday.
A discussion. It'll be a Tuesday morning, so you can watch it live on YouTube and actually ask questions during the discussion. So they'll be focusing on the projects you know, conducted by Pacific Whale Foundation's Research and Conservation Department. But it's a great chance to learn about what they're doing, some of their research and findings, and ask questions.
Now, a fun thing, because one of the things that people did love at Whale Day was the keiki. You always had a keiki stage. And there were a lot of keiki events. So what you've done this year is put that on February 17th, a Sunday morning.
18th.
Oh, it says 17th here.
That's the concert cruise. I thought you were talking about the Harbor Party. But yes, both are great for kids.
Yeah. The cruise is on the 17th with the Banana Slug String Band, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then on the 18th, you have the Harbor Party. So let's talk about the event on the 18th.
We actually have a couple of things happening at the Kihei Library for kids, too.
Oh, I didn't know.
So there's so much going on. It's hard to put it on a poster. It's hard to put it, you know. So, at the Kihei Library on Friday, February 16th, the Banana Slug String Band is actually putting on a free performance there during story time at 10:30 a.m. And then on the 24th at the Kihei Library, we have author Jill McBarnett. She writes a lot of kids' books about whales and dolphins and turtles, and we'll have a marine naturalist there with her for a special story time for kids.
Oh, fun.
And then the concert cruise, and then the Harbor Party is on Sunday, February 18th from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Maui Harbor Shops in Malaya again. So we have live music throughout the day. Eric Gilliam.
Eric is great.
Banana Slug String Band will be there as well.
And speaking of that, I mean, I don't want to forget. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Eric is now playing on your cruises.
Yes, he is on Friday nights, the Island Rhythms cruise.
I think that's wonderful. Eric is very talented. I love Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Haiku Hillbillies will be there, too, at the Harbor Party.
Well, that's a great lineup. Mm-hmm.
And we have
a
hula show. It is free.
So you can see Eric Gilliam, the Haiku Hillbillies. You got to send me that information. I got to put that up on our talking points. I didn't have that. That's amazing lineup for free.
Yeah. And then lots of fun activities for kids. We'll have Maui Ocean Center there with their touch tank. Our education department has put together some educational activities. We have face painting. We have some Made on Maui vendors, food trucks. So it's just it's a full day of fun for the whole family, really. And it's
absolutely
free.
And so kids and family people plan to get down there. This is, again, I'm going to repeat it, February 18th. It's a Sunday, not a Saturday. There'll be hula performances. What's the critter station?
That's the touch tank.
Oh, the touch tank. Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. You're not bringing dogs and things
down. No.
Okay.
No.
Face painting, keiki crafts and education, which is always fun, Made on Maui vendors, and, oh, no, food trucks. Eric Gilliam, who's just fantastic and now doing the cruises on Friday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Banana Slug String Band and the Haiku Hillbillies, all playing for free. And that starts at 11 and it goes all the way to 4.
Yes.
So it's a full day.
Yeah.
A full day. That's huge. I haven't even been talking this up. There's so much going on.
I know. Just like, wow. Like you said, we have to break it up because there's just so much to talk about.
I'm really shocked at how great that is. That's like a little whale. That's a whale day in itself.
Well, we wanted to give people an option. You know, really make sure that we're connecting with the community in the ways that we have in the past. It's a smaller scale.
Well, yeah, but still, I mean, that's a good. Everyone loves the Haiku Hillbillies and the Banana Slug String Band. Everyone loves Eric Gilliam and. So that's very cool. And you have all the fun stuff with the cakey crafts and vendors and food trucks. So that's So folks, tell your friends, neighbors, tell your family, February 18th, the Maui Harbor Shop Harbor Party.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people like to go to the aquarium with their kids there.
Yes, I do.
We actually have a combo ticket between Pacific Whale Foundation and Maui Ocean Center right now.
I didn't know that.
So.
How does that work? How much? You go to the Whale Center? You go to the Pacific Whale Foundation?
I think it works both ways.
Okay.
So you go to one, you get a discount on the other. But we're definitely, you know, working together because we understand that it's both are great for families and kids. Yeah.
We did our Christmas party down there at the Seascape.
Nice.
And it was really nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have actually a part of the aquarium goes into the Seascape restaurant.
Yeah.
And you can see amazing fish. We were sitting right behind us where the sharks and these blowfish and all kinds of great colorful sea fish were right in this. And it's large. It's a glass part of the aquarium you can see at the Seascape restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going down there, take the time. And the food's really good there. And they have an awesome view.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of hidden in there. But
once
you experience it, it's kind of, it's a hidden gem.
It is, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I can't believe all the things going on. You're really busy, Marina.
I am busy, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe all this. But we haven't finished yet. But wait, there's more. The Great Whale Counts on February 24th. That's always fun.
It is. And, you know, it's something that's been going on for 29 years. And it's not, we have so many return volunteers for that we don't really need to promote it too much. But basically, you know, we have volunteers that are at points across the island that are counting whales throughout the day. And then the next day we have a cruise that goes out where they announce the findings from the Great Whale Count.
Well, and we have a minute left. See, the time flies. February 25th, it winds up with the VIP cruise and Great Whale Count results. So tell us about the VIP cruise.
So we actually have a series of specialty cruises throughout Maui Whale Festival as well. So there's some that are focused on photography. Some are with our researchers and guest speakers on the boats. So just depending on your interest, there's something for everyone. But it's all available at MauiWhaleFestival.org.
It is, and there's so much. And I know you can listen back to this because I've recorded it, and I'll post it and put it on my Facebook site, and I'll send it to the Pacific Whale Foundation. You can post it if you want to, because sometimes you need to have a guide to walk you through
everything. That's why the website's so nice,
Everything that's going on, because there's so much. And I was so glad you were able to connect with Peter Kadar. It's fabulous, beautiful music, and he's so busy because he's going to the Grammys, and I think he's got a real good shot of winning this year, too. So he's taking his 13-year-old son. I said, 13, I think this is your lucky year.
Oh,
13
definitely.
Nominations.
Uh-huh.
Kid's 13. He's got a nomination every year of this kid's life, right?
Oh, very
so,
cool.
So you're there. That's wonderful that you got to meet and everything. Everyone go to, this is the website for everything, MauiWhaleFestival.org. If you like phone numbers, it's 249-8811. 249-8811. It's going to be a fabulous February with everything going on with the Pacific Whale Foundation. Thanks so much.